What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back. It's Blair Bomber, and I'm talking with my good buddy, Jakob. Didn't like that. I'm going to do that again. Sometimes it takes me like four or five to get the one that I want. Oh, God. All right. Fucking drink a little more. I'll probably play better. What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back. I'm Blair Bomber, and I'm sitting here with my good buddy, Jay Rogers. He's the only recurring guest. He's on the last episode. He'll be on every episode after this. He'll never leave. He's going to be on every episode from here on out. I'm going to Skype call him in, and I'm going to have him muted the whole time, just in case he says something dumb. And then I'll go back and listen to him and be like, oh, wow, Jake, you made a really good point about why Flamin' Hot Cheetos should be in bigger bags. And I'd be like, hey, dude, you really came through with me with that Cheeto stuff.
Did you just come up with that Cheetos take off the top? Because that was a fire take.
Yeah, felt pretty good.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah. It's the liquid courage. It's the
high quality.
We are drinking W.L. Weller. Well, I thought W.L. Or just W. I thought it was W.L. Weller.
I thought so, too. I can't remember, though.
Well, yeah. Well, it's so William LaRue Weller. So W.L. Yeah, does hold up. Weed and bourbon, 12 years.
It's pretty good, man.
What is the? Why is it 12 years? Like, I feel like there's a lot of scotch 12 years, 12 years scotch, 12 year bourbon, 12 year whiskey. Something about that you're 12.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I feel like you can find, I found some 10 years, stuff. Some 10 year bourbons, 10 year scotches. But I think the minimum is like 4, right? Or something like that.
You're not a scotch guy, are you?
I'll do some scotch, yeah. Scotch.
When you say do some scotch, tell everybody what doing scotch is to you. If you decide you're having a night where you're drinking scotch, what consists of a night of drinking scotch?
It really depends on the mental state. Sometimes two or three, maybe.
Two or three what?
Glasses. Two or three. That's probably not the majority of the time. The majority of the time is probably half a bottle at least, minimum. But put it away. So.
When's that going to go away, you think? When are we going to stop being the guys that just drink? Is it going to increase before it decreases? I feel like mine's already started to fall out.
Oh, mine's for sure faded over the years, but it's less frequent, but the volumes are generally about the same.
Yeah, when we go for it, we go for
it. Yeah. I don't do anything high speed.
I don't see the point of it. It's like, I want to catch a quick buzz. Like, fucking then dip. What do you smoke a pack of cigarettes? Like, what are you doing?
I mean, depends on the situation.
But. Dude, there was a night, it's probably like 5-6 years ago. It was our buddy Zach Johnson's sister, Lindsay, was getting married. And we went to this hotel bar casino because we were like just, and we were 21, 22. We were younger. We were 22, maybe.
Yeah, younger. Definitely younger.
And we found out, we're like, wow, you can go and smoke in a casino. So we bought a pack of the most disgusting cigarettes I've ever. I don't even know what they were.
Yeah, they were not good.
And we just sat there.
Cigarettes in general are terrible.
And we chain smoked just for the sake of chain smoking. Nothing was being accomplished. We weren't. I mean, I was hitting on a woman in her late 40s who worked at Costco. First name Tammy, last name Cunt. She fucking sucked.
Yeah, she did suck.
I was offering up this grade A man meat to this fucking busted housewife. Yeah, I'll say busted housewife.
She was busted. Busted.
Sometimes you want to give back, dude. Charity feels good. Shaq just bought a kid a house.
I saw that.
And I was trying to give Tammy my dick. She didn't want my dick. What? You gotta pause it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Why, your phone going off?
No.
What's wrong? Just I'm gonna keep it going. No, it's continuity. I have to keep it going. No, it's good. It's good.
I don't want your shit. So bad.
So Jake just got up in the middle of the pod to take a shit. And he's like, hey, maybe we should pause it. Hey, just pause it real quick. Can you pause it for me real quick? Hey, Jake. You can't pause it. This is right back with Blair Bomber. We don't run it back. We don't pause and then run it back. It's just the name of it. Ugh. This whiskey's pretty good, but it's going to hurt. Something about booze being in like a tall glass. I don't know. It makes me like want to just like really pound it, like it's because it's in a water glass, right? It's pretty much in a water glass, so I should just, you know, I feel like I want to just put it back. Are you guys with me? Do you see what this is about? Do you get what this is all about? It's about bringing awareness to those who have less than us, which is most people, I guess. I'm gonna fucking throw some goddamn heaters. I'm gonna throw some heaters at this guy when he gets back, just to keep him on his toes. Because I feel like he's not the best riffer in the world, but he's getting better. And the more whiskey he consumes, the more better he is to keep up with IR. Yeah, I'm more of this lighting as shit. I know I'm a light shit. I know the shadows are trash, but you know what? Who gives a fuck? You don't fucking care. Because no one's watching you anyway. I can smell your shit from out here! Ugh. Dude, when your shit's so bad, it gets through the walls. Ugh. You hear that? All right, let's just take a timeout. Take a nice little timeout. We're just gonna sit here. The other night, my buddy Josh and I, we were like trying to crash. We just couldn't sleep because we were up all night. We were doing drugs. Molly, Adderall, oh no. We were doing drugs and we just couldn't sleep. And the next day, we're like kind of trying to sleep. We're, like, we kind of just said, pretty much just said, almost said goodnight. But then I realized about 4 hours later that we were both just awake in the same room, not speaking to each other because we thought the other person was trying to sleep. We were both awake the entire time. Have you ever just sat in a room with someone and didn't say, like, it's just you two in the room and you just don't speak? I mean, our grandparents did that. Grandparents just, well, they've said everything they could possibly say to each other. Everything interesting thought they've ever had has already been shared. So they just sit there and she, you know, does needlepoint and he is in a rocking chair and he's thinking about, you don't know, killing himself probably. Because if you're at year, I met a couple just there tonight, a couple, they were married 52 years. I'm going to go on a limb and say that's too long. That's too long to be married to somebody. Do you know what I mean? Because at some point, it's like, ugh, you again? I think I want to have kids. I don't want to be married. Is that selfish? Just being honest. And the guy couldn't have one whiskey without pausing to take a shit. How's that shit going? No, I'm still rolling. I'm not upset with him because he's kept the same energy. I give him credit. He's kept the same energy our entire time together. When the guy has to shit, doesn't matter what we're doing, he's going to go shit. And I respect that. I clench. I hold it in. Because I'm respectful. I went to a strip club recently. I won't tell you when. A strip club recently. And I was getting walked into the back and I had to pee. And you know what I did? I didn't say, hey, I'm going to go pee. I don't want to kill the mood. Hey, I'm going to go piss out of my dick. Can you wait here before you give me a lap dance? But then the lap dance wasn't very enjoyable because I had to piss the entire time. And she was like, feeling my titties. I've never heard a stripper put lotion on her own tits and say, have at it. She actually said to me, the stripper the other night from a while back, this is for me.
What stripper?
I'm talking about going to a strip club recently. You were not in attendance. You were not invited. I don't want to go to a strip club if Jake's... Here's the problem with Jake. I don't want to go to a strip club if Jake's there because Jake enjoys himself too much. And I like to be a little bit more under the radar. So, when I went to a strip club, I've never had a stripper pull me to the back room and then say... Or actually didn't say. Just took her tits out. I know, you're like, why are they already out? Well, they weren't out yet. And took lotion and went... And then went... Huh? Did you go in there? And I was like, I guess. And then she's like, you just can't motorboat me. That was like her rule. So you can't motorboat me, but...
Seems like a weird rule.
It seems misleading. How's that shit, dude?
Dude.
Didn't stop rolling.
That spicy chicken sandwich and those Red Bulls, Gabby.
Yeah, I've shit four times in the last 3 hours, I think.
Yeah.
All right. This will be the kind of, this might be the last thing we could touch on, but so we can really start getting fucked up.
Yeah, I don't need to be on a podcast for that.
You see that they're talking about having a Denzel play new Magneto.
That is interesting. I kind of like that.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I kind of love it.
Okay. I agree with that. I also love that.
Yeah.
I think he'd be great.
Yeah.
When I saw that post.
Is he still going to be like Denzel, though, you know? Like, he's always just
Denzel. Well, he's always Denzel. Right. Yeah, he's never not Denzel.
Right.
He's always him. But there's always, like, some screen rant or some fucking douchebag was like, well, you can't have a black guy play Magneto because the influence of the Holocaust is what made him as a character, his character bio or his background. It's like, shut the fuck up, you just fucking nerd.
It's kind of a good point, though.
It's a bullshit point. That's why it's a bullshit point. You don't think if they made a black Magneto, there's not a single tragedy that happened to his people that they could substitute to draw on?
I mean,
you don't think there's one thing that's ever happened to black people?
I'm not saying that.
That they couldn't say, hey, this is Holocausty.
Right, you could definitely switch out those storylines pretty easily.
Easily!
But you would have to switch out the storylines, is the point.
Fine.
And I'm okay with that. Don't be wrong.
It's like, these comic book nerds act like there's canon, right? And it's like one timeline. But there's different authors for all of these, right? So like the Killing Joke, the graphic novel that was about the Joker, which is like loosely what the Joker movie is based off of now.
Okay, sure.
Was in its own universe, kind of separate from...
Yeah, it kind of seems that way, doesn't it?
Right. Is anybody complaining about that?
Yeah, probably. Somewhere, somebody.
Fucking nerds, dude.
Fucking nerds, man.
And I fancy... I've read 30-plus Star Wars Expanded Universe novels.
Yeah, you're kind of a loser.
I'm a fucking loser, dude.
Yeah.
And I've jerked off to anime porn. To completion. Not just like, oh, I'll see how this goes. Nah. I went all the way through. That's committed. Just this big muscular dude with a cock the size of a fucking dolphin. Blah! Blah, blah, blah! And then she was like, I like it.
Please stop.
I like it a lot. Don't stop. He's like, ah. Yeah!
No, not don't stop. Please stop.
Don't stop. Hey, if you want to stop, that's fine. But just please.
Please.
I don't know. Anything you want to say to close it out? Give me a Jake Rogers one big thing.
Oh, man.
Or Jake Rogers minimal thing.
You know I'm terrible when you put me on
the spot. Yeah. You watch him squirm.
Man.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'll wait. I know you got something to say.
I'm trying to think, man.
Doesn't have to be controversial. It could be something small.
But I just don't have any hot takes that are popping in mind.
Hey, find one.
But I know. They got to be in there somewhere.
We're going to wait. Because you made you had to make them wait for taking your shit.
You're right. I apologize. It was an emergency.
Yeah, and I said this. I was like, I'm not mad at Jake because this is who he is. You're never going to wait to take a shit.
Dude, no. I didn't have a choice. I was either going to be garbage the rest of the podcast or get that out.
See, I'm the kind of guy who would just be garbage on the podcast. Like last night, I had to piss, and I was talking to a girl. I had to piss, and I was like, I'm gonna keep talking to you, even though I didn't hear a word she said. I mean, I wouldn't listen early on, but like I really stopped listening when I was like in the red having to piss.
Yeah,
but you don't want to like, you know, when you talk to a girl, you don't want to like lose. You're like, if you're talking to a girl, you're like, momentum. You've got momentum. Like, once that goes away, the sails flatten, the wind's not out of your back anymore, and then you have sex with all the other sailors because they're all gay. Do you know most sailors are gay?
I feel like it's kind of a prison situation, like gay for the stay kind of thing, you know? Like, you're not around women.
You know? Did you say gay for the stay?
Yeah, that's a. Haven't you ever seen The Wire?
I haven't.
Dude, you gotta watch it.
Is there a lot of gay guys having sex in there?
It's a lot of prison. It's like a lot of dudes in prison. It's all about.
Yeah. Is it gay if you're in prison?
That's what I'm saying. It's a whole different animal kind of thing. Right. It's either. Don't have sex, or you're fucking a dude. Like, those are your only two options.
You can only jerk off so much.
I mean, it's tough to say for sure unless you're in that situation. I feel like I'm still probably not putting my dick in some convict's pooper.
Oh, you think you're gonna be a top? You think you'd be a top in prison with that bubble butt, with that cam? Sure. Dude, you're power bottom all the way.
No.
You had no choice. Mm-hmm. They see that boy, like,
Absolutely not.
He's going to NFL size dumper. Let me get up. And Leroy, hold him down.
This is getting weird.
Yeah! You know what's fucked up? Like is that
episode of Oz.
It's like... you know what I think is fucking bullshit, though? Is that women get the benefit of the doubt. You can just fuck chicks and be like, I'm bi. And guys were like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But if you're a dude and you're like, you're a dude, I'm gonna fuck some dudes.
Hold on.
You're like, nah, you're gay.
Nah.
Gay.
It's kind of gay.
You? Gay. Nah, I felt like one dude. Really hard.
It's kind of gay, man.
I'm not gay. I just like, sometimes I just like fuck dudes.
Right, I'm just saying. It's kind of gay. You like to fuck guys.
It's gay behavior. My point is, it's not cool that women can establish gay behavior and not be gay. Whereas guys, gay behavior, women don't want equal rights.
You know, I'm saying double standards, sometimes they exist for a reason.
It's for your benefit. The idea of like, you know, there's so much fucking just bullshit out there, like the pay gap, the wage gap is different. It's not. It's literally not different.
I don't know.
Here.
I don't know the facts.
I wrote this shit down because it fucking made me sick. Because I was like, yeah.
I'm glad you have facts so I can speak freely on it after I've learned them.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know where I saw this. I think it was on a podcast. I don't know where it was. Shout out to whoever said this before me because it's not my original thought, but it made so much sense to me. There isn't a pay gap. There's an earnings gap. Because men work more than women because women have babies. And women take time to have babies.
Right.
Right. So just across the board, if you factor in all that stuff, you're working less.
Especially since there's no paid maternity leave.
A lot of places don't have.
And we're one of the few countries that don't, right?
Right.
Developed countries, at least.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
But you know what's funny?
Which seems ridiculous.
The joke the guy made is, so he's like, if there really was a pay gap, women would be far more employed because who wouldn't want to pay somebody 30% less?
That's true. That's
a very women would point. Have more jobs than men.
Especially since they're way smarter.
You fucking cuck. That's not true. That was the most cucked out thing you've ever said. Women are smarter. Your mom's not going to listen to this.
No, but your mom is, and I love Bonnie.
Yeah, Bonnie doesn't know shit.
That may be true, but I still love her.
Mom, kidding. You're great. You know some stuff.
Yeah, I was also joking. Just so.
If you have to say you're fucking...
For the record, Bonnie, love you.
God, here you go. Cucking out again. I love how just supremely uncomfortable all
this is.
Sometimes
it feels good to sell out.
It does feel good to sell out sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, when you're getting... Yeah. I'll cuck out if it means I'm going to have anal that night.
I respect that.
I think women are smarter.
That's just being smart.
And they're faster. And you know what? If they were given the same opportunities as men, then I think there would definitely have been a woman president at least in the last 30 years.
I mean, I don't believe that might be true.
I don't believe that.
I don't know that to be true, but...
Probably not true.
It could be.
43 and a half minutes. 41 and a half minutes. I read it incorrectly.
Dyslexia. Yeah, you sure did.
Why? I skipped these two around.
What was that?
Let's get fucked up, dude.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Hey, man, good pod.
Decent.
A couple of good pods. For you, never been on a pod?
Never.
Pretty good. And you know what I liked about it? Is you didn't try to do too much.
Try to stay in my lane.
Some guys... You didn't try and Chris Long it. And shoehorn in jokes.
Right.
Some fucking hacky.
So I kind of wish you would have never said that to me, because now I can't unnotice.
Good. I want you to think that way.
How much he forces stuff.
Constantly.
Yeah. It feels a little inside baseball, though.
You're welcome. All right, we're out of here. We get it. Fuck off.